Welcome to Career Tools.
Today's cast, Generation Y Careers Number 1, Parents Unwelcome.
Well, that sounds bad. Well, today we recommend that Generation Y professionals keep their parents out of their careers. Here we go. Have we mentioned this millennial or Y generation on a podcast in the past?
I think we have. I mean, we tangentially a couple of times, yeah.
We must, because it drives us crazy, the kind of things we see, particularly how managers treat Y generation folks as if somehow they're different, and it's awful. But today we've got to address another piece of it. It's not so much how managers treat Y Gen folks differently. It's the Y Geners themselves and their parents, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it is a little weird to be having to do this cast. I never thought, I couldn't have predicted 20 years ago that this would have happened. There have been books that have been written, several of them. Trophy Generation, not everyone gets a trophy. I guess trophies are important. And lots of articles, and we've talked about it, and I feel pretty strongly. I guess you were joking when you asked. I mean, if I've talked about it before, I probably was pretty stern or pretty firm about it. The entire Gen Y management and career advice business is complete and utter dross. It's really, really bad advice. Rarely do I see good advice in it. Whether it's advice on Gen Y careers to the Gen Y professionals or to their bosses. The only thing I can think of as a silver lining in all the bad advice is that many professionals, many managers will read it and say, anyone who publishes stuff like this can't be very good when it comes to career or managing advice. And so I think I'll disregard their stuff in the future. I mean, it's worrisome to me.
And one of the trends of this Generation Y stuff is that because they were doted on by their parents get involved in their careers. And we have some advice on that.
Yeah. We have three simple points. We're going to make this one short and sweet because we could lard it up with a lot of other things. But even though this is our first cast on Gen Y, and we intend to do a special cast just on our theory and our overarching opinion about the Gen Y management professional guidance stuff, which may not be actionable, so it'll have to be a special cast. We have three points, very simple about this topic. Point number one, Gen Y folks, your parents must never, I say that again, never communicate about professional matters to your associates. Never. Number two, your obligation is to politely tell your parents not to do so. And number three, you just want to mention that a bit of the background here. Parental involvement in your career sends a message that you are a child. And that's not a good thing. We hope you can figure that out.
Okay. So let's talk about point one. And let's go back to the never communicate. Because surely there are times when it would be appropriate for a parent to call up their son's boss and tell them how good they are or how hard they're working for the company. And certainly that can only help in terms of reinforcing in the boss's mind that, hey, if the parent sees them working hard, then they must, at home, then that must be a good thing, right?
Yeah. Stop calling me Shirley. No, I mean, never. Really, honest to gosh, never. There is no situation in which your parents speaking about your professional life with your associates, which causes you not to be seen as less professional and less of an adult. None. They're none. And look, to make it pretty easy, we'll just go through the list. Now, it's a pretty tight proscription. It says never communicate about professional matters to your associates, okay? But we've got some examples that has either happened to us or happened to other people that we know and trust that we want to share. And if you're a Gen Y person and it surprises you that someone would do that, that's good. That means you have the gene of maybe I ought not to be having my parents involved in my career. And if you're a manager and you're aghast or you're shocked, that means it hasn't happened to you yet. And maybe it won't because of this cast. Or if it has happened to you, you'll nod your head and go, yep, I can't say that that shocks me based on what's happened to me.
Yeah. And these examples, and I'm looking at the list of examples right now. These are pretty fantastic examples. And just to be clear, it's not like these things ever happened. I mean, these are kind of made up, kind of hypothetical, right?
What are you doing this, Cass, man? Every single one of these examples happened. I mean, every single one. I mean, as it turns out, I have two Gen Y children, and we'll talk about that later, but I, and I think you do too.
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. This stuff all really happened. And we're not even talking about really egregious stuff, like a parent offering to interview for the child.
Well, that's happened as well. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to be clear. I mean, the idea that the parent thinks they would is a completely separate incident from the fact that they offered, that they're on the phone. Anyway, okay. So here's our list. When your parents come to an interview and introduce themselves as your parents to the interviewer before you interview, that's not appropriate. Even if they drove you, it's not appropriate. Never. Okay? It's not. If they're bringing you something that you asked for at the last minute, they don't introduce themselves. Never. When your parents want to talk to HR about your career choices or to compare roles you're being considered for because they have a long corporate career, perhaps, and you don't, and they want to hear the mentality behind the suggestions and to see whether or not the HR person is honest or professional or knowledgeable or whatever, it's not professional. There's no good reason for it. Never. Okay? When your parents suggest they speak to your boss or to HR about your review, which, you know, quote unquote, making sure you're treated fairly, that is never a wise career move. Never. Regardless of the fact that you don't understand the system and they do, or they have suggestions about the system and they won't talk about your performance, or they can't believe you got this rating when in fact they know how good you are. It doesn't matter. It's never appropriate. When your parents offer to send email to an associate about anything related to work, that's unprofessional. Never should that happen. Never do we recommend that happen. It doesn't matter if your parent is smart, if your parent is an expert. You can talk to your parent. You can send information. You don't even have to say you got it from your parents. Parents don't send email to coworkers, bosses, peers, subordinates, HR, leadership, anything about work ever. So never. Okay. You know, when one of your folks offers to forward something of interest or value to someone at work relating to your work and your work product, it's unprofessionally intrusive. Never does that work ever. When your parents want to host your boss at their house for dinner, that's never appropriate. It's never professional. Never. Even if you still live with your parents, which is not a problem, this is not the equivalent of you hosting your boss. Never.
I know one thing that would work, though. I mean, because, you know, there's company functions and, you know, if you're married, you get to bring your spouse or you can bring your girlfriend. And so, you know, it's like bringing a family member. So bring your parents with you. As your date, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Parents attending a work function with you. That is never a smart career move. Never. You might think, but wait, that's not communicating about professional matters, even though my associates will be there. Okay, perhaps in principle what you're saying is true, except that what does everybody talk about at a work function? Yeah. Even parties. They talk about work.
Yeah.
Your parents would end up talking about your work with your associates, and that's probably why they want to come. Never is that appropriate.
I just want to make sure here. Are you suggesting that our parents can't be friends with our work associates?
No, of course they can. Sure.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with parents knowing associates, knowing coworkers, knowing bosses, okay?
But they just can't talk to them.
Right. No, they can talk to them.
Oh, okay.
We're not saying they can't talk to them at all, but the line is crossed when your parents are having conversations about your work that is either designed to help you in your work or help you in your career, okay? And it's one thing if you're with your parents somewhere and your boss sees you and comes over and says, hi, he says, oh, I'd like to introduce you to my parents. That's a social interaction. It's completely appropriate. Now, if your parents say, hey, what kind of review is my son or daughter going to get? That's inappropriate.
Right.
Okay. And there would be nothing wrong with your boss saying to you, hey, by the way, great job on the presentation today. Or saying, hey, are we still on track for the Friday meeting? Do you have all the decks prepared? But at that moment, your parents should be mute. And shouldn't say, oh, you know, he's really good with slides, or he's really good with this, or it's really, you know, I'm so glad you have him doing that. It's just so exciting for us to see him growing in his career. No, never. Look, since it's too hard for anyone to make a decision on a case-by-case basis about when can my parents talk to whom about what, we make the prohibition broad enough to eliminate any chance of your boss or HR or your coworkers or your peers or your subordinates of you being branded as lacking professionalism, because professionals know their parents don't have a public role or a public say in their careers. The private role they play is only with you, and it's fine. If you believe your parents are effective career mentors or guidance folks, fine. There are many folks who have careers that, you know, their son or daughter, you know, gosh, I can think of the number of sons and daughters who became doctors because they saw their mom or dad do it. Of course, they're going to turn to their mom or dad. And big corporations are fairly straightforward in a lot of ways, actually. But if your mom or dad has been in a big corporation for a long time, it makes sense for them to say, watch out for this or be careful about that. The line is crossed when they start talking to other people whom you work with. Now, look, For those folks now who are wondering why we recommend this, and we'll talk more about that in just a second, we hoped it would be obvious, right? So if it's not obvious to you when you're listening why this broad prohibition, then I'd like to suggest this. You're exactly the target audience for this cast. If you think we're crazy for even suggesting this, then that's probably good. You know that was out of the question anyway. Like, geez, why would they even talk about that? Everybody knows that. Well, no, everybody doesn't know it. And it is the coming of age of the millennial generation and their interaction with professional workplaces and their previous interactions with their parents and the perhaps somewhat different relationship that they have with their parents that causes this friction between two circles of influence in their life. The Gen Y's work life and the Gen Y's parental life. Trust us, it's happening, and we don't want it to happen to good people simply because if you're 21 or 22 or 23, you don't know any better. No one told you this. And if your parents are saying, no, it's normal, I should do this for you, well, then it's reasonable for you to say, well, I think it's probably okay. But it's not okay. It will absolutely damage your career. Even if you're working at a young workplace with a bunch of other Gen Ys, the first time your boss has to talk to your parent or your mom and gets a look from your mom based on your work, which your mom may or may not understand, and probably in a smaller company, particularly let's assume technology or something like that, there's a good chance that a mother or father don't know what's going on, and everything they say is biased based on you.
Right.
And it could be an early major bump in some Gen Y's career, and we just don't want that to happen.
Okay. So you sold me, but there's a problem here because I don't control what my father or my mother does. I don't control them. So they love me. They want to take care of me. What am I supposed to do about it? What can I do?
Yeah. You tell them, hey, you can't talk to your people, right? You have to tell them. And frankly, this is the hard part of the cast for those of you who millennials, you're Gen Ys, you trophy generation folks.
Yeah, I can just imagine telling my dad not to do anything. And I can imagine you telling your mother, don't do that.
Yeah. Fortunately, we didn't have this problem in my generation.
Thank right? God.
And to my two millennial kids, to Travis and to Kate, you don't need to have this conversation with me, despite that the fact that I know careers and I know professional guidance and so on, you can absolutely be sure that I know better. I have no desire to talk to your bosses ever. So look, How can the Gen Ys out there be sure that their parents don't communicate to their associates about professional matters? And the answer is, of course, you have to tell them not to. Again, if you're wondering whether or not this cast applies to you and to your parents or not, then there's a risk that it does, right? Mike and I would know better listening, right?
I do.
Rich Rue. Rich Rue would listening. He's like, yeah, that doesn't apply to me, right? If you think there's, it might apply to you, there's a risk it does, and that means there's a chance your parents will assume they can when you know better. And we suspect it'll be harder for you to have this conversation if you're a Gen Y based on the stuff that's written about Gen Ys. I don't believe most of it, frankly, but it's out there, and there are people who believe they're Gen Ys, and so therefore they have special career rules for them. You do not. So be cautious.
Yeah, and in particular, if you're living with your folks, right? I mean, that's an indicator that you, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong with that early in your career. There may be good reasons why you're living with your folks.
Yeah.
But if you're living with them and a call comes in for you and your mom thinks it's polite to answer the phone for you and it's your boss and she tells him she'll be happy to take a message and then at the end just decides to throw in a little bit about how good you really are with PowerPoint and the fact that she's seen you working on it and knows that you're good at it. And in fact, what she'll do is she'll ensure that you do your best work.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even really need, she doesn't even really need to throw in the PowerPoint comment, right? Your mom talking to your boss about work is already enough. Now look, we understand something. The fact is it's rude and inappropriate to answer someone else's cell phone. It is. Now, hopefully, if someone is living at home, they're not giving out their home phone number that their parents might answer. Let's add that to the list of prescriptions as well. But let's assume your boss calls you on your cell phone. It is reasonable for any adult to say to any other adult, it's rude for you to answer my phone. A spouse is maybe different. We're talking about adults here, okay? Now, when you were a child, when you were in high school or junior high school, if you had a cell phone, yes, of course your parents could answer. That's part of their supervisory role, and they're going to check to see who your friends are and so on, okay? That said, it's rude. But if you're in your parents' house, it's possible that your parents have forgotten, and that's my son's phone or that's my daughter's phone. I'm just going to be nice, and I'm going to answer the phone. It's a matter of courtesy. It's still rude, but the line is blurry because you're at home, and they're your parents, and they'll always be your parents, and they will never be first. They will never first see you as an adult, nor will you ever first see them as a friend. They will be your parents. Or at least that's what all the psychologists say is the healthy way to relate to our parents. Okay.
Right.
So it's normal for your cell phone to be out. It's normal for you to assume no one would answer it. And it's normal for your parents perhaps to be in a gray area and to answer it. And in that moment, if your mom is talking to your boss and it's a work message, she should get off the phone. And I certainly, we're not giving guidance to your mom. We're giving guidance to you. And that means you need to talk to your mom about these kinds of things and to your dad.
Okay. So I shared earlier that, you know, I might have some trepidation in terms of asking my dad not to have conversations about work. So give me some examples of how someone might go about having that conversation with their mom or dad.
Yeah. So we have three suggestions here. And if I got cornered at a conference, I could probably come up with 10 more on short notice. But these are just three to give people some idea of what you might want to say. First one, I'm going to start all of them with mom, dad, folks. In other words, you could talk to your mom or you could talk to your dad or you could talk both of them together. Mom, dad, folks, just wanted you to know we had a meeting with our HR advisor today, and they made clear they aren't comfortable talking to parents about their kids' careers or work, something to do with privacy, something to do with firm rules, and so on. I'd appreciate it if you honored that. It would make them and me feel awkward. Okay? So in that case, it's what the company wants, right? Here's another one. Mom, dad, folks, heard a story at work today about someone's mom or dad having a polite conversation with my associate's boss about how good they were doing. That guy is now the laughing stock of the office, and his boss was pretty ticked off that he had to talk to this person's parents and essentially defend himself against someone's parents. I hope you know I don't want or need you talking to my office or friends about work. Of course, you know some of my friends and it's a, you know, no problem you meeting them, but please don't talk to the people at the office about my work.
Yeah, I like that one because one, it addresses it before it happens, and two, it's not very confrontational because you're just sharing a story of what happened at work. So I like
right.
that one.
Yeah. Here's another one. Mom, dad, folks, I've been reading about a growing backlash reading, or I've been listening to podcasts, career tools, right? I've been in the podcast I've been listening to about a growing backlash against parents who get involved at their kids' workplaces. Please don't assume I'd want you to do that. It wouldn't be perceived as professional. Okay. Now, notice we're not necessarily saying we disagree with the parents interacting. We're saying the people they would interact with are saying it's unprofessional. And that is a clear distinction. It goes back to the theory of communication that Peter Drucker teaches us about communication is what the listener does, right? And look, all three of the ones that I just mentioned work fine by email too, okay? If you can't work up the courage to say it directly, send an email to your parents saying, hey, I just want to let you know this is not something that's appropriate.
You know, bottom line is parental involvement in your career sends this message to your boss or to anybody else that you're still a child. Personal involvement by your parents is the kiss of death for your career. It is.
It can be an early kiss of death. It may not be permanent. It's not a lifetime ban, but it could make a difference. It sends the wrong message about who you are as an adult and an individual. Whatever your parents might have told you about wanting to help and being knowledgeable may or may not be right. Look, we've mentioned that before. There are plenty of you listening whose parents are very knowledgeable, right? But remember, it doesn't matter what they intend. It doesn't matter what your parents think. It doesn't even matter why they think it. And it doesn't matter because communication is what the listener does. When your parents talk or email with your associates, and we're thinking boss and or HR and or leadership and or management and or gosh, directs, right? Those people are very likely politely aghast that someone's father or mother is talking to them about work and their son or daughter's career. They're likely old enough to have never thought about their parents playing that role. And folks, whatever your parents say will be heard through a paradigm that this kind of communication reflects poorly on you, even when your parents intend it to reflect well on you, right? If you go to France and you yell in English, which way to the Eiffel Tower? And the person says, I'm sorry, I don't understand you. And then you yell louder or speak English more slowly, you're just ugly. Because you're not speaking a language that they understand. All my intent in the world of trying to make it easy on the Frenchman is wasted because I'm not speaking his language. The language of the workplace doesn't include parents, period.
Well, what if the language of the workplace does include parents? For example, I'm a young, Y Jenner, and my boss is a Y Jenner as well, and so probably shares some of my views about appropriate relationships with my parents and roles of parents when it comes to careers. Can I throw this advice out then?
At your peril. No, there are still two reasons to follow our prohibition against parents talking to associates and coworkers regarding work matters. First, if they've had a few of these conversations with other parents, I can assure you they've grown tired of them. Okay. They've discovered that parents are incredibly biased and quite frankly, often insufferable when talking about their own children. They bring up information to bolster their case. The parents bring up information to bolster their case from school, from childhood, which are completely irrelevant. Okay. This is not a character discussion. This is a work performance discussion. Okay. What's even worse than that irrelevance, the kind of stuff they might bring up, is that it's advocacy without context. Your parents don't care about the company. They care about you. And we love them for it. But you don't exist in a vacuum. Your parents have no desire to be respectful of your company's situation, and they're unlikely to agree with the company when the company disagrees with you. They can't because they're your parents and they're involved in your workplace. They're suggesting that without context, they can make a difference. They can't find logic, rationality, and appropriateness in the company's position, okay? And what's more, you put all that together, and then they assume a position of power as a parent, and they talk down to others who are younger than them because they're talking to an associate of their child, which by definition means they're younger or less powerful. I mean, there are no good outcomes from this discussion And it is based on a false set of assumptions, speaking the wrong language to a set of people who are based and who are using a completely different set of standards. The number of factors that work against this are so legion, we can't even list them all. And look, if your parents do this, you have someone else doing something that has significant negatives attached to it, and you have no control over it. And if you don't feel you can talk to your parents, then that's a concern relative to your willingness to engage in adult behavior around your career. And if they do something untoward or inappropriate, particularly with your boss, which is, I'm sure, the person they most want to talk to if they want to be involved in your career, frankly, Mike and I can think of few more damaging events than that to your early career. And that's why we feel we had to do this cast.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward, right? Parents must never, never communicate about professional matters to your associates, period. And given that, you need to have a conversation with your parents and tell them not to do so, or politely ask them not to do so.
Right.
Because parental involvement in your career sends a message that you are still a child, and there's no place for that.
Right. Brilliant wrap up.
All right, my friend.
Thanks, partner.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you all again next week. In the meantime, hope to see you on the discussion forums, www.managertools.com/forums. Hope to see you there. See you next week, folks. So long.